The Secretary General lamented that sexual violence occurs wherever conflict rages, and it has devastating effects on survivors and destroys the social fabric of whole communities.
While women and girls suffer disproportionately from these vicious crimes, men and boys are also targeted. Sexual violence is a crime under international human rights law and a threat to international peace and security. When used as a weapon of war, it can significantly exacerbate conflict and seriously hamper reconciliation.
Secretary General Ban says today's resolution sends yet another strong signal to perpetrators that their acts will no longer be tolerated, adding they will be held accountable.
Preventing sexual violence in conflict is our joint responsibility. It must be part of our work in many areas, from peacekeeping and political missions to mediation, ceasefire agreement, security sector reform, justice sector reform, and the delivery of humanitarian assistance. The United Nations system is committed to delivering as one to end the culture of impunity that prevails in relation to sexual violence.
The Special Representative of the Secretary General, Zainab Hawa Bangura, said today it is still largely cost-free to rape a woman, child, or man in conflict. She noted that sexual violence has been used through the ages precisely because it is such a cheap and devastating weapon.
But for the first time in history, we can reverse this reality. It will require leadership and political courage and a relentless determination to match the cold, calculating brutality of those who will rape the innocent for military or political gain. I believe that we have the collective will and increasingly the tools to make it an unsustainable liability for parties to use sexual violence as a weapon of war. The resolve of this Council and the international community as a whole has set up firmly on the path of accountability and prevention.
Ms. Bangura says we must stay the course until we achieve the critical mass of action that will turn the tide on history's oldest and least condemned crime. And actress Angelina Jolie says since its establishment 67 years ago, the Security Council has witnessed 67 years of wars and conflict, but the world is yet to take up war zone rape as a serious priority. She says hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of women, children, and men have been raped in conflicts in our lifetime.
Rape is a tool of war. It is an act of aggression and a crime against humanity. It is inflicted intentionally to destroy the woman, the family, and the community. It ruins lives and fuels conflict.
The UN Security Council affirms that sexual violence, when used or commissioned as a method or tactic of war or as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilian populations, can significantly exacerbate and prolong situations of armed conflict and may impede the restoration of international peace and security. Don Bob, United Nations.